Ireland.com.
You're probably somewhere wrapped up in a blanket, I hope, or an equally warm sweater, as much of the country is in an incredible chill right now. I mean, an amazing, amazing freeze for so many. We're in, often in the Midwest, it's feeling in some of the states like it's 24 below. Yikes. Oh, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you when that weather was going to get better for you. Because I know some people like winter weather, but you can't tell me you enjoy feeling like it's 24 below zero. And then there's the white stuff. Oh, yeah, there's that. Canceling 2,500 flights. And who knows how many more. A blizzard slamming into the northeast. I mean, Chicago, they're just buried under it, and they have been for the last couple of days. This is the worst snow that they have gotten in like 15 years, 16 inches of snow. In New England, they think a foot is going to be dumped on them when it's all said and done. Who knows what the snow totals are all over the place? Who knows? We can say this. In Connecticut, I was looking at old totals. In Connecticut, remember last year, 40 inches last February. I don't know. I think they're going to be okay. I don't think it's going to be 40 inches. But there's already all kinds of warnings and cancellations and states of emergency that have been declared. And Mother Nature is getting her freak on and welcoming in the new year in Cape Cod and all over the East Coast. In Boston, they're getting burned. About 100 million people, they say, in 22 states. That's part of this storm where right now it's pretty fierce. Throughout the overnight hours and into what would normally be the final day of the week, and the morning traffic and the afternoon traffic and all of that in between, I think a lot of people are going to be staying home because of the wind chills, and it doesn't take long for that wind chill to affect you, and because of the snow, because of what's happening with the snow. A lot of the airlines, in fact, because it's that bad, are allowing passengers to make fee-free changes for destinations that they think are affected by the storms. American, Delta, U.S. Air, United, Southwest, JetBlue, all are doing that because they know that it's going to be a mad scramble. And even though the warning was coming for a couple of days until it actually hits, might have had people that were able to stock up on food and figure out what they're going to do. But in Albany, I don't know, you got to be out there with a shovel when it's 14 inches. In New York, 6 to 12 inches, got to be out there with the snow. A city of 8 million people, 9 inches of snow, sub-zero wind chills, and unbelievable winds in a heavily populated area. That's why Cuomo declared a state of emergency for all of New York on Thursday afternoon, knowing what the roads would be like, commuters to New York City and beyond, obviously. They already had the near blizzard conditions Thursday night. I mean, that's when you can't see. You cannot see. So some people are taking public transportation. That's one way to get around it. One thing about New York City, like Boston probably and some other spots, they have a lot of equipment on the streets because they have so many people. So they have to figure out a way to get around it, clear the streets, and keep them as safe as they can. And in New York City, actually, that's easier because of the amount of equipment. In cities where they're not used to that, it's harder because then you're talking about makeshift and hiring people to come and dump salt and whatnot. But there, that's not a problem. So they should actually have it so that it's okay for some of the people who find themselves in a commute situation. But I think a lot of people end up staying home. When it gets to a point where, what's the line of demarcation where, I don't think I'm going to work today because we have 10 inches of snow. And I think the line for some of those places is pretty low. So I think people are going to play a little hooky, stay home, whatever, maybe work from home versus trying to get on some of those highways and find themselves in a situation where they are stuck. Hey, speaking of being stuck, how about those passengers that were rescued from the ship that was stuck in the Antarctic ice? Boy, that was some wild photographs from there. 52. Trapped in ice since Christmas Eve. And I thought it was pretty scary. They got through and they were able to get to them. I would be excited to be going on an Australian icebreaker and then home. Oh, really? The Australians are coming to rescue me? I'm fine with that. The 22 crew members stayed on the boat, which they say is not in danger of sinking and has supplies on board, but they're going to wait until the ice that surrounds the ship breaks up. But blinding snow, strong winds, all that kind of stuff made it impossible for the rescuers to get there when they wanted to get there. And just couldn't get there. They had to go back to open water because they were within like 12 miles of the ship on Monday. But because of the winds and the snow, they had to go back, or they, who knows, they could have sunk. But the helicopter was originally going to airlift the passengers to the Chinese icebreaker where the chopper's based and then ferry them from there. But because of the sea ice, that prevented them from reaching the boat called the Snow Dragon. And from reaching the Snow Dragon icebreaker. So they finagled things, and at least they were able to get to them. Scary. What's interesting, and something I said, is that the what they were trying to do, they left New Zealand on November 28th. They got stuck after a blizzard pushed the sea ice around the ship. Freezed it in place about 1,700 miles south of Hobart, Tasmania. And the team on board, were trying to recreate an Australian explorer, Douglas Mawson's, voyage to Antarctica, which happened in 1911. And boy, they didn't think they were going to get stuck. They didn't want it to end that way. They were hoping to work on some science, and it didn't turn out well for them because of the ice and not being able to move it and taking that chance, because then there was always a chance of the boat sinking, which would have been absolutely catastrophic without a doubt. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk about movies. Yep, we got movies. On the flip side, kick back, relax, grab some popcorn. We're going to movies. Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Show our cheap movie reviews, and this time around, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of movies that are already out there that people are going to see, because still some people have off, or it's the weekend, or maybe you just caught a flick. That means it'll be, before you know it, quicker that it'll get to the streaming side of things. So oftentimes you just remind yourself, oh yeah, that movie could be streaming. So here's what we have for you. The Interior Leather Bar, Jamesy Boy, Open Grave. We start with Interior Leather, not Boy. We start with Interior Leather Bar. Check it out.
Rosa?
That's me.
A scene? Don't really know. Take one marker.
Thank you.
So much about this is about the cruising, the watching, the looking. You guys are looking around. You're looking for somebody basically to have some action with.
Are you comfortable with physical contact with like other dudes?
Don't show gay sex.
Don't do that.
That's the devil.
You're the one that's in the center of all this thing. You're in the center of everything. This whole thing revolves around you.
I'm just saying that at the end of the day, anyone
anyone watching this will get to report on it. You will be in it.
Is this something that we, as the artists working on it, are going to manipulate to make a certain point, or do you just want it to be what is?
Well, I don't know. I think you might have to skip that one. Oh, I think they're trying to make a point in it, and in the movie, in the actual movie, it's 1 hour. James Franco, you could hear his voice clearly there, is big movie star. Christian Patrick, Travis Matthews, interior leather bar, unrated. I'd say don't run out and see it. I'd say it's probably going to bomb at the box office. Doesn't sound too documentary. Sounds a little confusing. Saw a couple of reviews on it, and they didn't get very good reviews. What the point they were trying to make is talking about the whole issue of gay marriage and men and what happens in the scene. And I just don't think that they, it doesn't sound like they hit their mark. Let's put it that way. We move on to this other one. And so you can tell it's like the weaker fare. The next one is Jamesy Boy. I'll let you hear it and then I'll give you the skinny.
James already has convictions for robbery, vandalism, and assault. He's been institutionalized 3 times in 8 years, once for threatening your boyfriend with a knife.
You spent 20 minutes with this file. Suddenly you're an expert on my son.
No, it's a shame you got that thing on your ankle. Rock would love you.
Who's Rock? Anyone in the game on the east side knows he's got that product. And he's got him shook, too. Because Rock don't back down from nobody.
What happened to loyalty, James? I'm the guy who took you in off the street and gave you your shot.
Rock sends you and a couple errand boy jobs and suddenly you're invincible?
I've been invincible all along.
Starting a yard war is a good way to make sure you don't go back to the real world. Maybe that's what you're scared of.
You're taking a real risk sitting down with you right now. I'm asking you. Person to person.
This is over. Look at me! This is over!
Watch your tone, convict. Remember who you're talking to.
All right, Jamesy Boy, so it's a kid who goes from the suburban streets to a maximum security prison cell, and he's adopted by a hardened criminal, turns his life around in prison thanks to a friendship with this convicted murderer. So in the end, not necessarily a bad deal. This would be better to rent. On a night when you can't come up with anything else, but you like these kind of redemption movies, this would fit the bill. There's some familiar names in this one, too, including Ving Rhames. I like him. James Woods is in it. He's good. And Mary Louise Parker from Weeds fame and a whole bunch of other movies that she's been in, too. Finally, last one. Are you a horror fan? Open Grave.
None of us do. We all woke up half hour before we found you.
Why'd you let me out?
I have the strongest feeling I know you. What happened? What happened to us?
I
I've done some things that I wasn't proud of. That I might not like the man I was.
All right, so you kind of get the idea there. You definitely have to like horror if you're even going to attempt that kind of a movie. And that's exactly what we'd be talking about in going to see that one. It's talking about a man waking up in a pit of dead bodies with no memory of who he is or how he got there. Ooh, sounds like a nightmare to me. 1 hour, 42 minutes, pretty long. I'm thinking, yep, this is another one of those. Let's wait and see if I was really desperate and I like horror movies. Because there's some other good movies that are out there to go and see. And on the lighter side, I think of the ledger, like even Saving Mr. Banks is supposed to be really uplifting. And if you believe in dreams and it's the whole Disney thing and all of that, it's supposed to be pretty good. And there's a whole bunch of others that have been out for a while that I think I would prefer over any of the movies that we just went through. American Hustle, I've said it now for the third week. To me, that's the best movie. And part of it is because we talk politics here, and it's that abscam stuff that's mixed into the middle of it, and the funny 70s stuff that you recognize the styles, and I think all the performances are really strong. If I was going to put down any of my nickels to go and see something, I'd go see that because it's pretty entertaining. Or if you have kids, grandkids, then you've got a lot of things to choose from. Frozen is the movie for you, for sure. Frozen is smashing box office records, not a surprise. And, of course, The Hobbit has its audience of rabid, rabid fans. And Anchorman 2, kind of iffy with some people. Matt Johnson trashed it earlier in the week. I thought it was okay, not as good as the first one. If you go to the movies and do a cheap movie review, send it to us at americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Know that this ain't my first time. Hear my promise today. I'm kind to the kind. And every damn time, it's best we share a sigh.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
an e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight, Jeff Atticott is with us, terrorism expert. Always a pleasure to have him on the show, and there's so much to talk about. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Kate.
You know, the big thing that's happened recently has been these bombings in Russia, and we have the Olympics coming up right around the corner, so there has to be some concern over security at the Olympics. But what do you make of the Russia bombings? Is it kind of a warning for what's coming up with the world watching?
It is. I mean, there's not just the two bombings back-to-back that killed, you know, 17 and 14 people. There was another bombing in the same area in October. So there's been three bombings, really, and these are by radical Islamic extremists. What I found was rather sad is the Obama administration had a spokesperson that came out, sounded like she was in the 10th grade, and just very flippant about, you know, what's occurring in Russia. No references to radical Islam as the cause of it, and very disturbing to see that, you know, we're not in solidarity with other countries that are facing radical Islamic extremism, but it's certainly an indication that these people can strike anywhere. When you've got individuals that are willing to die for the cause, very difficult to stop them.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about that so often. Do you think that it's the administration, is it just we don't want to put the emphasis on this because it's that whole sensitivity thing again, or, you know, why can't we just call it what it is?
Yeah, the Obama administration has an inability to really call it what it is, and they've been that way from day one. Whatever the cause is, whether it's naivete or simply just a reluctance to, you know, to identify that, you know, that segment as individuals you need to watch for, I don't know. I've never been able to figure it out. They hide words. They use words like terrorist. And terrorism doesn't describe the person that's doing it. It's a tactic. We need to be told who the enemy is, and you can't defeat the enemy unless you understand who they are and what they want. And in the case of the Islamists in Russia, you know, they want, in the near goal, they want freedom for their area called Chechnya. But in the long goal, they basically want to conquer the world.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. How much should people, you know, we always get this question, how worried should people be about the threat of terrorism and the United States?
Very, very worried, particularly with the mall killings we saw in Africa this last, you know, not too many months ago. That's coming here. It's just simply a matter of time. They realize that the airport security is now ratcheted up to the degree where it's hard to do it. We did have a fellow that was plotting, as you know, in the Midwest to drive a vehicle onto the tarmac and try to blow it up next to an airplane. So they're still attracted to the airplanes, but they're also attracted to public places. The radical Islamic extremists, I mean, their goal is to kill as many people as they possibly can because they see that as a one-way ticket to heaven, and also that they're fighting for jihad. They believe very strongly they're commanded by their God to conquer the world, and they do it, you know, one piece at a time, and that's what they believe.
So what do you do to thwart that? What do you do to try to, because there's no 100%, you and I both know that, you especially know that, being an expert and talking to so many people about it, but what can we do differently?
Well, in the short term, we have to, one, identify the enemy. I mean, that's critical, and the president has done, I give him an F in that regard, and that's part of his job as commander-in-chief, is to tell us what the threat is. He disguises it. He talks around it. He ignores it. So, one, tell us who the enemy is. Two, in the short term, we need to kill them, capture them, detain them. In the long term, we need to find ways to close down the Hitler Youth camps, to change the idea, the dialogue, the belief system. And that, of course, is up to, quote-unquote, mainstream Islam has to do that. Heavy lifting. They've got to come up and say, no, you know, Islam is a works religion. You've got to be good. You've got to follow the rituals, and you've got to work your way into heaven through a system of morality and rituals. You can't get in by killing yourself or murdering civilians.
Yeah. And when we look at the threat, and we've also discussed this before in the past, and things have certainly moved around. I call it the chessboard of the Middle East. Where right now, where is the hornet's nest? Is it in Yemen? Is it Pakistan? Is it just a combination?
We're going to see in 2014 an explosion of radical Islam throughout the region. Why? Because we are leaving Afghanistan, and the narrative is going to be, we drove the Soviets out, and by Allah, we have driven the Americans out. And these people that are very strong into fatalism will say that's proof that our cause is on the right track. We've driven out the two major superpowers, and therefore thousands will flock to the banner of radical Islam. So because of the misguided steps by the Obama administration, we've seen Libya opened up from an area that contained these Islamists to the wild, wild west, where they're heavily armed. They're spreading into North Africa. We're seeing, of course, the conflict working out in Syria, where the Obama administration is actually taking sides with the Islamists. You've got evil one and evil two, I'll grant you that. But we have no business taking sides with either side when both sides hate us. So we see, an ability of vision in that foreign policy. Thank goodness that the military in Egypt has not allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to regain power. And we need this, that's a positive spot. And that's nothing that the Obama administration did. That's simply the military stood up and threw them out.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the Muslim Brotherhood. I was going to ask you, who are we to be more concerned about, I guess, of the Muslim Brotherhood, the alphabet, Hamas, Hezbollah, and a bunch of other groups as well? All try to proclaim that they are not radical, but Hamas, Hezbollah, and Muslim Brotherhood certainly are, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they have, they're double-faced, they're two-faced. They portray the sense of being, simply peaceful religious people on the one hand. But on the other hand, of course, they're a hotbed for murder and terrorism. And, of course, the number one threat has got to be Iran. Why? Because, as we've discussed many times, and as you said on your show with other guests, they're going to get atomic weapons. They're going to get nuclear weapons. And that's going to cause an arms race throughout the other dictatorships like Saudi Arabia that basically just want to stay in power. They're not based on a religious structure per se. And they're going to have to defend themselves because they do not see that the Obama administration provides that umbrella of protection anymore. The Iranians are the puppet master for terrorists. And as very very likely that they will pass on either the byproducts of this nuclear technology or the technology itself to other groups to create dirty bombs or nuclear bombs. The time to stop them is before they get the bomb, Mr. President. Put that in your note card. After they get the bomb, it's too late. And we learned that lesson. Well, we should have learned that lesson with North Korea. You can't negotiate with them. You're going to have to use some type of violence to stop them from getting atomic weapons.
Yeah, you know, talking about Iran, the new president of Iran, as you know, last year, the whole speech at the UN and trying to call the White House and play nice and whatnot, and then the sanctions lifted. Do you think that was a big mistake, ultimately, what happened in Geneva?
Of course. I mean, these people are playing, they play liberals like an old violin. They know that the liberals want to believe this. We are the world. We're peaceful if we can all just get along. And every time the liberal will swallow that worm on the hook without any thought whatsoever. And that's exactly what happened. So they calculated this and very successful. I mean, and we've seen this film before. It's as old as human history. And of course, the classic example is Chamberlain coming back after meeting with Hitler and saying, you know, we've got peace in our time. It's simply a lie. It's always been a lie. The only way to deal with totalitarian regimes is the application of violence or the threat of violence. You cannot negotiate with them. They will use you and play you every single time, no exceptions.
And the reason for that is, and you said this before, is the ideology is to, they're empowered and this is it. This is the way the world should be. So we're going, this is what we believe in. This is why we attack. We call it attacking, but they don't call it attacking. And you don't break that ideology, do you?
No, if you can murder a fortiori, which means it stands to greater logic, you can lie. And so when they tell you these lies about how they're peaceful and they intend to be peaceful, these are murderers that are telling you these things. You know, even a second grader should be able to figure that one out.
Yeah, and you look at the possibilities and talking about Iran and talking about now the complete withdrawal. You see what's happening in Afghanistan. I guess the last thing here is, what do you make with Hamid Karzai and what's going on with Afghanistan and not signing the ultimate treaty and all that nonsense? What do you think happens there in the end?
It's a disaster. It goes right back to hell where it came from. And it's not our job, as Colin Powell falsely said, you know, if you break it, you own it. No, you don't. If you break it, it's broken. And the message is, mess with us again, we'll break your head again. It's not our job to try to prop up these corrupt little regimes like Karzai, that's one of the most corrupt governments on the face of the earth, so he can stay in power with his drug lord buddies. We're not the Praetorian Guard that's going to stay in Kabul and keep these idiots in power. That's not what we're supposed to do. And the Bush administration fell for that narrative. The Obama administration eats it up. It's not our job. You know, I'm sorry your country is a basket case, but we are, you know, if you're a conservative, you're a nationalist. What's in the best interest of the United States of America? It's in our best interest to keep our enemies at bay, to keep our friends close to us, but these people are not our friends. What they understand is the strong man. When they see that you're weak, they see that as a symbol, as an issue of vacillation. And they see our desire to build wells and to pat people on the head as weakness. And it will not work. The country will fall right back into the fractured bowl of misery that it was before 9/11.
Yeah, well said. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Once again, as I am so fond of saying, the mailbag is overflowing, and as we are now into a new year, can you believe it? 2014. A lot of you actually had some things to say about resolutions, which I thought was hilarious, because I think resolutions set you up for failure. You know, it's kind of like that thing, to me, it's kind of like that thing where you say you're on a diet, you tell everyone in the world, I'm on a diet, and then before you know it, everybody's analyzing what you're eating, and the diet's not going so well, and then people start saying, what about that diet? What about that resolution? Sometimes it's better to keep the resolution, I think, to yourself. So with that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
And thank you very much. As we check the mailbag, we get this one from Bob, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And Bob says, Kate, you would not believe how cold it is in my hometown. It is freezing. We're talking like 15 below zero. So much snow. I had to shovel throughout the holiday constantly, like every 10 hours. I heard you talk about being in a blizzard once and how somebody told you that's what you do and that's the way to keep your sidewalks clear because nobody wants anyone to fall and risk the problem of a lawsuit. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. How about you? Do you think we're going to have a rough winter? It's funny. That's an interesting question, Bob. As I am no weather expert, remember, there was a lot made about the Super Bowl in February and the fact that it's going to be in New York City. And if you looked at the Farmer's Almanac, they're talking about a blizzard and terrible weather, and that was the prediction for that particular day. I think it is going to be. It seems like already we're seeing that there have been a couple of things with ice storms and whatnot and already some snow. I think it could be a rough winter. It seemed as though last year, while there were pockets of some bad storms, it wasn't as bad as it had been in the past. And I don't know. That's just a feeling. I am no weather person. I did the weather once in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. And it was because I knew how to work the computer. But let's just say that's not my expertise. Sorry you're cold and you're shoveling snow, but that is the thing to do. I didn't know, and I think, Bob, you heard that story where I talked about being in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and it was years ago, and I had a friend in Buffalo that called me and said, I know you're not used to doing this. Get out there and shovel it and shovel it. Otherwise, it's going to just be up to the door. And I did. And I realized that it's so hard to do. You know, it had a big, wide shovel. And I tried even a smaller shovel. It didn't matter. It just kills your back. So I feel for all of you right now that are doing that probably or will be doing that anyway. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Jake, who frequently emails us from Austin, Texas. Jake says, Obamacare, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I've told you this before, Kate. All of my friends are under 30, and none of us are signing up for Obamacare. We want nothing to do with health care exchanges. And, of course, in the state of Texas, there is not participation as far as healthcare.gov. If you know Rick Perry, you know that he wasn't on board with this. And I think it's just such a disaster of unmitigated proportions because of the cost, especially. What are people getting that's so fantastic for having to pay more money? But maybe I'm in the minority. Yeah, I don't know that you're in the minority. On this show, I always say this. If you are getting a break because of Obamacare or Affordable Care and you have a good story to say about it, hey, I'm not shutting out those stories. Let's hear them. But most of the stories that we have heard from people have been about the fact that they have to pay more for their premiums that they can't afford because they're dancing on that thin line of what comes in and what goes out. And to be jolted a couple hundred dollars every month is just too much. You add that up over the course of the year, but just even monthly, it's too much for a lot of people. So I don't think you're in the minority, at least from so far what we've heard here. Now, there have been people like Rick in Illinois. He says, whoa, thumbs up, better for me. Got better coverage. He called us and told us that. We had somebody else that called us in New York and said the same thing, that it was better for them. But so far, at least in America Tonight, that's mostly what we've heard from. So, you know, Jake brings up a good question. If it is something that's working for you or is better for you, I want to hear from you, too, not just all the people where they're aggravated and it's not going well. I think for the most part, most of us are aggravated and it's not going well. Send me a note at AmericanTonight.net. By the way, up to 2 million now enrolled in Obamacare. That's what they're saying. Health and Human Services, that's the word from them. Of course, they thought they would be further ahead than that. All right, here's another one. This one from John listening to us in Florida. And John says, Kate, Happy New Year to you. I don't know about these resolutions. I actually tried to make some resolutions and, of course, get in shape, walk more, bring in more business, have things more organized. And by the time I was done trying to make up a little stupid list as I was watching the games over the weekend, I decided to rip it up because I decided I'm not going to get any of these done. And the longer I kept scribbling things down on the side of my paper, the more I realized the more you make the list, the less that you probably accomplish. I think I'm charting the right course. I think you're charting the right course. I've said this, and maybe this is why you brought this up, that maybe resolutions do work for some people, but so many of us are listers where, of course, you're going to look more beautiful, more handsome. You're going to have a six-pack no matter how old you are. You're going to eat incredible foods that are so healthy for you and only occasionally crappy foods. And I mean, there's a zillion resolutions, and it's getting in shape, and the food thing seems to be always at the top of everyone's list, making more money or traveling more or doing whatever. But I think it's good to have a roadmap, but sometimes if you make the roadmap too intricate, you'll never do any of the things on it because it's just that's what it is. It's overwhelming. Overwhelming. Just ask the politicians. Obviously, it's overwhelming to them because you saw how little they got done in 2013. Let's see what they do in 2014. Speaking of the politicians, how about this one from Anna, Missouri? And Anne says, Kate, love the show. You've talked a lot about 2014. What do you think are some of the shakier Democrats that might lose their races coming up in this year? Well, I think that I've said this many, many times, and she knows it, is Senator Landrieu in New Orleans, Louisiana, because the face of that state is changing, but also because of how so many of her constituents feel about affordable care. Remember, she was for amending it and changing things. She voted for it, but she's been now coming out and saying how she didn't think it was right people lost their health care. She said that months ago, back at the end of 2013. And this might be her undoing, the support of affordable care, because definitely in Louisiana, it's a changing political roadmap there, and I think it's going to be dicey at best. That might be the shakiest seat of all of them when we're talking about the Senate anyway. And I think that there are a couple of other places too that could be dicey. What happens with Senator Tom Harkin's retirement in Iowa? That could be a big Republican pickup. The Democrats are pushing for a guy named Braley, and they're also trying to rally around looking for some other candidates. But I think the Republican has a strong shot at it anyway, except for that Braley is a four-termer guy. So that would be the one, you know, to jump from Congressman Braley to jump to the Senate. And because of the name recognition, they have to have somebody strong. And I can't think of any of the candidates that are coming to mind, but I think that there's a chance that could go Republican, a chance that could happen. And then you have some retirements that are interesting, like other retirements like Max Baucus, Montana, Jay Rockefeller, West Virginia, Tim Johnson, South Dakota. And that could be difficult for the Democrats, because all of those three states are considered red, especially South Dakota. So there might be an opportunity for a pickup there. Might be an opportunity. And that's just a little bit. And there's more. There's more races we could talk about, but I'd say probably those are the prime ones. All right, one last one, and this one is from Jeannie, who says, resolutions. I don't like resolutions. I never have been very successful at resolutions. I know that in the beginning of the year, if you look around at the parking lots of gyms, you see that they're full because people all decide they're going to work out and they're going to change and this is going to be the year. But I think very few people hold to those resolutions. I really wonder what the percentages are. What do you think? Of course, there's no way to handicap that exactly. But if you take a poll of people who are really adamant about setting resolutions, I bet it's a low percent, you know, maybe 10% that would actually keep them. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a person who sets a resolution at least has a goal, and maybe that's their goal for the year. And if they shoot toward it, they come really close. And hey, if you get close, then you've had some success. It just doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like a mandate, and then you put the mandate out, and then you trip over yourself with the mandate. All right, thanks to everybody who emailed us. Remember, you can do the same thing at americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.